This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
You know, my hope is that Wrigley in Chicago become really special to him, and he realizes like there's not a better place to play in baseball.
First fair ball, and Tucker is out.
Why did the organ make it worse there? That's the call on the Marquee Sports Network. That was also Jed Hoyer talking about Kyle Tucker. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we continue to A, get you ready for another Cubs baseball doubleheader day over at Wrigley. That begins at 12:45 here on The Score. And B, we're trying to figure out, well, frankly, what's gone on with Kyle Tucker to lead to results like what you heard there from yesterday. And the boos were pretty audible, especially when we were at the game, Robbie and Ray and I.
I just think there's a lot going on. I want to get some roster moves updated just before we get into this Kyle Tucker sound.
Credit to our clubhouse reporter, Sam Bernero, who did it again. Tom Cosgrove is in the building.
Yeah, Tom Cosgrove gets the recall from Iowa. Luke Little, no surprise here, option to Iowa.
It's the options that burn me. Not on Little, but on Assad.
Gabe Hollowell returned to AAA as yesterday's 27th man. The Cubs can add another player between games as the 27th man. You know who I want them to add, but we'll get into that later.
Mo Baller!
Bring him up. Put him in the lineup. Let him
go. Honestly, yeah. We're going to get into the offensive piece of this as a whole in a second, but yes.
But Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker's out here speaking.
He is, and of course, our guy, Bruce Levine, who is on top of this and has been, I feel like, for a very long time, texted our team and said he has fresh sound from Kyle Tucker. Was this from this morning in the clubhouse? All right, Bruce, with it. Let's go.
The first game yesterday, just he'll give you a breather. I don't know what that conversation was like or how that went, but just your thoughts and how kind of that conversation did go.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm not starting the first game, so you know, I might get in there at some point. We'll see. But right now, we're just trying to win the game, first game today, and then move on to the second.
What does it feel like for you right now?
Production-wise, not great. I mean, I'm just here trying to help the team win. I haven't really done a great job of that lately, so that part of it sucks. But, I mean, I'm still rooting for everyone around here, and, you know, hopefully everyone has success throughout the rest of the year. So I'm just trying to help us win games.
After the third at bat yesterday, you totally like losing focus at that point, not running that ball out. I mean, how do you get your head around? We know you to be just always on top of everything you do in your game. That's your reputation.
It's kind of exhausting. I don't know how many times I've rolled over to first or second, but I mean, regardless, I mean, you still got to run down the line, whether you're out by 50 feet or not. But I mean, it's just a little tough right now.
When you are going through a tough stretch like this, how do you digest fans' frustration when they're booing, and what is it like for you in those moments?
It's fine. I still got to do my job regardless of cheers or boos or whatever, but I mean, obviously, I do a better job at that.
Chad had mentioned yesterday, between talking to people here previously in your baseball life, just mechanical things, what are you looking at this point with everything?
Anything to just stay inside and throw the ball and hit the ball up the middle. So I'm just going to try and continue to figure that out and hopefully figure it out quick.
Still got to do my job. That was the message I took away from that. But my question in response to that is, Kyle, are you physically able to do your job?
It's that part. It's that actual part. Are you okay? And he's never really answered the question over the last few weeks.
Because I think the answer is right now for him is, I don't know if I'm okay. As we listen to Kyle Tucker speak in the clubhouse this morning, that sound courtesy of Bruce Levine here on Raheem and Harrison. I just, listening to him there, he does sound a little bit lost. Like he doesn't know what the next step should be in trying to figure this out.
Well, we remember the last time he talked about this where he was asked days ago what's going on. And he never really said, he's like, oh, you just got, and I believe he was asked about his hand. And the discussion was, oh, well, you've just got to deal with it. Yes, he is being awesome about the put some dirt on it and get back out there mentality.
Rub some tussin on it.
He's definitely accepted it. You know, he's accepted that this is what he's dealing with right now. Maybe in that calmness, we don't necessarily know how much pain he's actually in. And to add to this, it was really weird to have to listen to that very serious conversation with the Vanga buses coming in the background.
Yeah, the irony of that song playing in the background while Tucker is talking about dealing with injuries and all these struggles offensively is like the lyrics to that song is do, like, do, do, hey do, now, do, do, hey do. Now, hear what I say now, happiness is around the corner.
And that's why you got to change it up in the clubhouse to get a little different mojo. And I'm not kidding. That is it. Those are scientific facts.
Do you think that was an attempt to change up the mojo?
I think, yes, 100%.
I think the Cubs should be exploring any and all options to change the mojo, change the music, do anything.
But here's the thing. This man is a professional. And when he hits as good as the top 10 in the game. And I feel like because of that, he's not going to tell you what's going on. You have to outright ask the question, did you re-injure your shin injury? Like, we just heard what it took in Houston to try to get those answers last year.
Right. And not just from him, but from the club itself. And everybody comes out looking worse because people run off with their own ideas of what's wrong as opposed to getting factual answers.
I also think that part of this, too, is the fact that it's not unique to here. You know, this is something that goes on in a lot of different places. So it's just a matter of the cooperation of the individuals involved and then also what's on the line. You know, it is that risk-reward piece. We have another piece of audio from Bruce. All right, well, I will try not to be distracted by the music in the background and focus.
Do you feel bad habits were developed when you hurt your finger, and maybe that's now what you're trying to work through?
I don't know. I mean, I can't really point to one thing. So, I mean, if I could, I'd probably have already fixed that one thing. But, you know, I'll just keep working at it.
Is that true that you would internalize something that's hurting you if you just felt you could go out and play even if it's not near 100%?
I mean, I don't really think it matters how I feel or what I think. I mean, as long as, you know, I go out there and help our team win, that's all that really matters. I mean, our game is based off, you know, how successful you are on the field as an individual or a team. So, regardless of how you feel.
You feel physically well enough to play, and you don't think you have any issue that would be best served by an IL stint?
No, I'm fine. I mean, I've played, you know, for the most part every game this year, so fine going out there.
Kyle, you did such a good job blocking things out for so long, but when you're this close to free agency, does that creep into your
I mean, I don't really care. I mean, I just care about winning today's game and helping out with that, so regardless of what happens later, it's not a factor right now.
Man, listen.
The Vanga Bus song has lasted 25 minutes.
But not even that. So he's basically just saying, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm going to play. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's like the Cubs are now responsible for taking him out of the lineup and deciding he should not play. It's not going to be on Kyle Tucker. What I heard in both those clips of audio, when you put them together, is that I'm here. I get paid to play. I'm a professional. I still got to do my job. And unless I'm out of the lineup, I'm going to play. And no matter what condition I am in no way going to say I cannot play unless basically a bone is broken and hanging out of my socket. Like if my arm's hanging out, then obviously I can't bat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, and unless something is visibly and bizarrely bad, I'm going out there. And frankly, given that he only played in 78 games last season.
I get it.
Exactly. He yeah. wants to play. And when he's on, there's no doubt he's on.
But he's off right now.
And has been for a while.
And I think not only just him being off, but understanding the effect that that has had on the rest of the lineup. Which I think is a thing, even if everyone else may not agree.
Since he got hit in the shin on the 22nd of July, the Cubs are 10-13. And they've scored 3.5 runs per game over that stretch. And while I would love nothing more than the Cubs' offense to be independent of this, they are not showing that that is the case.
The thing that you have to remember is, at one point, Bruce Levine was having to talk people off the ledge, or I guess not even off the ledge because they weren't on the ledge. They were so excited because they were like, the Cubs are scoring 6 runs a game. And Bruce said, hey, they're not going to score 6 runs a game for the entire season. Now, I did not know it was going to be this dramatic of a fall off, but I can tell you this. They went from leading the league in runs scored. They're now tied for 7th in runs scored because of what's happened in the last month plus.
And to go from 1st to 7th over that time is statistically significant. Like that's the part of this as well. That delta, that change in the number, is remarkable. This segment, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And we've gotten a couple of texts, and I think it's appropriate. Really good conversation right now in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. But then also, people reacting, like, for example, 630, everyone wants to talk about how Tucker makes everyone else around him better, but nobody ever brings up the fact of the hitters hitting around him while he was in Houston. Maybe that's why he was so good with the Astros. He had Bregman, Altuve, Alvarez, and Correa in the lineup. I agree with that as well. But then also, I don't necessarily think that in this case, you know, when we talk about slump timing and streaky hitters and what's going on and Pico Armstrong still finding himself as a hitter, for example, and we know that Seiya Suzuki, I think his success, like the number at the end of the season will indicate one thing, but we know when we see the weighted runs created plus, for example, in these crucial stretches, how is he contributing? Hell, he was the only one with a hit for several innings yesterday.
2 hits, tying a season low. It's bad.
But that's the point here is, you'd love nothing more than for this to not affect everybody else. But even Dustin Kelly said it did. You know, and that's a big part of this too, is unfortunately, it all seems to be married together in a way that is causing an issue.
Listening to the broadcast, there's this idea that, you know, maybe Justin Tucker's presence is not affecting everyone else. But I think...
Kyle Tucker... I do it all the time. Guys,
those are different guys.
He's been a crucial name in the NFL for a really long time.
I called Josh Giddey Josh Mickey last week, so I think you're fine.
There's also Justin Turner and a Kyle Tucker and a Justin Tucker, and those are 3 very different people.
Yes, those are all very different. 2 of them do play on the same team, though.
Yes, which ups the ante of mistake.
I think it's interesting also when we listened to Kyle Tucker, he said, oh, I'm not in the lineup for the first game. That made it sound like he expects to be in the lineup for the second game, does it not? That's concerning.
And if I'm the manager and nobody's going to listen to me, because hell, you barely listen to me on this show. But I'm probably saying, unless you can go out there WWE style and have your music in the tunnel and you can just suddenly wreck shop and you're miraculously okay and you take back the heavyweight title belt, I don't want to hear it from you.
I don't think baseball's scripted quite the same way as
Big
WWE.
Red, you're in.
Okay, so here's what we know.
Owen Casey.
Kyle Tucker will not
so
be.
Young.
He will not be in the lineup for today's game one. But you know what? It's still a doubleheader. It's still from Wrigley Field. We've got pregame without, at least in the starting lineup, Kyle Tucker for game one, beginning at 12:45. First pitch at 1:20. Game two pregame. That's at 6:30 because it's a split doubleheader. First pitch at 7:05.
The worst of the doubleheaders.
It can all be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. It was worse yesterday because it's like, are they going to play? And I'm asking Cheryl Scott, are they going to play? She's like, well, it could go to the south of where they are. It did not.
That was the answer.
Yeah, she didn't sound confident that they were going to play baseball. But it was good to know.
I could picture Cheryl doing that too. Well, it could go to the south. Dramatic pause.
No baseball.
And then later we had lightning storm for 2 hours. Oh, the results that we've seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.